Hudson River swimmer. Sometimes we make unusual connections, sometimes just from asking random questions. It's mid-October and the temperature has just changed from that late summer warmth to the feel of early autumn crisp. I'm waiting for an uptown subway when I notice a man in a familiar gray fleece. It's familiar just because it looks like one my son wears. When the train comes in, I watch to see where he sits and I go sit next to him. Gray fleece man is wearing sunglasses. He has close-cropped gray hair and a trim gray beard. And we begin to talk about the weather, how we're enjoying this turn to cool air, how New York is at its best in the autumn, and how the crisp air clears the skies. We find a common enthusiasm for this, which also means we both know New York well enough to know that autumn really is the best season here. I ask if he lives in the city, and he doesn't. But he tells me he is a native New Yorker. He says this with pride. Not only did he grow up in Manhattan, but so did his parents and both sets of grandparents and all of his great-grandparents. Now he lives in Hastings-on-Hudson. It's just a little bit upriver. And then, and I can't tell you why, but I asked him the random question. I asked him if he had ever swam in the Hudson River, and he turned his whole body towards me. I think the question surprised him. He said, actually, yes, I've swum across the river 4 times. Well, I was not expecting that. The river is mighty, it is wide, and the current is very strong. I can't imagine anyone swimming across it, I said. He told me he swam as part of a charity fundraiser. And when I asked about the strong current, he said, well, they time it so that it's at slack tide, but we still have to swim in a V. He told me some more, and then I shared with him a walk I took, circumnavigating Manhattan. I told him how I'd fallen in love with the Sugar Hill neighborhood in Harlem, and his face lit up again, and he told me it had been the home of many writers of the Harlem Renaissance. Then I learned that he was a writer, too. And I love to imagine W.E.B. Du Bois and Langston Hughes tearing it up along Edgecombe Avenue. And then we were at Grand Central, and we said goodbye and enjoy the fall or something like that. And still I have this image of him swimming across the mighty Hudson River, though I would not recognize him again, even if he were wearing gray fleece.